This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau sent out an action request Tuesday on the free trade agreements now before Congress. By July 15th, contact your U.S. senators and your congressmen and urge them to vote yes on the passage of the three free trade agreements before the August recess. Check out farmweeknow.com and ilfb.org for more details. Following several years of decline, consumers began making more visits to restaurants at supper time over the last three calendar quarters, according to food service market research from the NPD Group. In the third and fourth quarters of 2010, supper visits to restaurants increased by 2% and 1% respectively. During the first quarter of 2011, supper visits increased by an additional 2%, according to NPD's Crest Service, which tracks consumer use of food service outlets. Three senators are proposing to end immediately a tax credit for the corn-based fuel and agreeing to support shifting some of that money to debt reduction. Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and John Thune of South Dakota, along with ethanol opponent Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, have proposed diverting $1.3 billion of the money remaining for the tax break this year to pay for debt reduction. And $668 million will be used for incentives for the ethanol and biofuels industries. The Humane Society of the United States and the United Egg Producers announced an unprecedented agreement to work together toward the enactment of comprehensive new federal legislation for all 280 million hens involved in U.S. egg production. The proposed standards advocated by UEP and HSUS, if enacted, would be the first federal law addressing the treatment of animals on farms. The 2011 Orr Center Agronomy Field Day will take place at the Orr Center near Perry, Illinois, starting at 4 p.m. on Monday, July 18th. Speakers from the University of Illinois will lead discussions on topics of current interest for producers, consultants, and landowners. A meal will be served at no charge after the event to those who take part in the tours. Speakers will include Carl Bradley, U of I plant pathologist, who will discuss the new threat of fungicide resistance. Brian Dyers, soybean breeder, will talk about breeding progress in soybeans. Entomologist Mike Gray will discuss the new threat of stink bugs and the old nemesis, corn rootworm. Emerson Nafziger will talk about tillage for corn production, and Fabian Fernandez will discuss soil test variability and how to deal with it. Doug Maxwell will provide an update on weed management issues. The first tour group will leave at 4 p.m., followed by groups leaving at about 4:20 and another at 4:40. Tours will last about 2 hours, with time for questions at each stop. Continuing education would equal one unit of IPM and one half unit each of crop production and nutrient management will be available for CCAs. The Orr Center is located on Illinois Route 104, about 4 miles west from the intersection of Illinois Routes 107 and 104, which is 7 miles north of Griggsville. For more information, contact Mike Vos at 217-236-4911. The Illinois Farm Bureau's annual Commodities Conference, Local to Global, Knowledge is Power, will be held on Wednesday, July 27th at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Normal. This year's conference addresses the broad spectrum of knowledge needed to be successful in agriculture from local to global in today's markets. The conference will feature an opening general session on consumer buying and purchasing trends entitled Using Knowledge and Technology to Satisfy Local to Global Consumer Choices. Featured speaker is Grady Bishop, Director of U.S. Swine Business Unite, Elanco Animal Health. 14 breakout sessions will center around topics including the weather, transportation, futures contracts, animal agriculture, local markets, and Illinois farm families. The closing presenter will be Jerry Carroll, an ag humorist. The conference is open to Illinois Farm Bureau members, staff, farmers, and agricultural professionals. Participants may pre-register through July 15th at www.ilfb.org or through their county farm bureau. Registration materials may also be requested by calling Nicole Moore at 309-557-3343 or by emailing her at nmoore@ilfb.org. The cost is $35 per person, lunch is included, and registration the day of the event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at the Marriott Hotel. The Illinois Farm Bureau is a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation, a national organization of farmers and ranchers. Founded in 1916, IFB is a nonprofit membership organization controlled by farmers who join through their county farm bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau has a total membership of more than 426,000 and a voting membership of 83,290. Illinois Farm Bureau represents 2 out of 3 Illinois farmers. It turns out there is such a thing as a free lunch after all, thanks to Illinois farm families. In fact, they are offering Illinois residents the chance to win a free breakfast, lunch, and dinner by way of free groceries for an entire year. From July 5th through October 2nd, 2011, Illinois residents can register for 2 grand prizes of free groceries for a year at www.farmersfeedus.org. 2 additional sweepstakes prizes also are being offered, including an Illinois fall getaway package to a bread and breakfast and a farm and a family harvest day package out on an Illinois farm. Upon visiting www.farmersfeedus.org, consumers can register to win by meeting one of five Illinois family farmers through a short video showing how each produces safe, healthy food. Visitors can register up to 5 times every day by watching all 5 featured farmer videos. The Farmers Feed Us website features beef, corn, dairy, hog, and soybean farmers from across the state sharing information about their farms and their families. In addition to guiding visitors through the sweepstakes registration, each farmer also offers a brief online farm tour. Featured Illinois farm families include Deb and Ron Moore, soybean farmers from Roseville, Brent and Kathy Scholl, pork farmers from Polo, Dale and Linda Drendel, dairy farmers from Hampshire, Mike and Lynn Mart, beef farmers from Maple Park, and Steve and Elizabeth Rue, corn farmers from Sugar Grove. Over the course of the 90-day sweepstakes, consumers throughout the state will also see and hear from these Illinois farm families as they are featured in television and radio advertising and on Facebook and Twitter. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.